Hot FM's Brownie and EJ's
surprise
interview.
EJ, teasing you, we mentioned during the show that we've got a very special international TV and movie star joining us on the show right now.
Considering you threw a spider at me yesterday, I doubt very much that this is true.
I can guarantee they are. Mystery guest, can you please reveal who you are?
Hello, this is Brad Pitt.
Hello there, how are you?
Hello, this is Maria from Sesame Street, I'm here with our favorite Elmo.
We've got Nicole Kidman over here. She says hi.
Elmo, this is amazing. This is considerably the best day of my life.
Oh, really? Oh, cool. Very good to be talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Elmo, what have you been up to?
I'm not much, just sort of hanging out with Maria. We're getting out the word for road safety because it's very important. Buckle up in the car because sometimes people forget. It's very important to buckle up and hold a grown-up hand when you're crossing the street.
And never play in a driveway or a car park.
That's right.
Exactly. So you guys have a very special message as part of Kids Safe. You want to keep kids all around central Queensland safe and prevent them from unintentional death, injury, and associated disability to children. It's a way to raise awareness for it.
Yes, and if Elmo can't bring attention to it, I don't know who can.
Maybe Brad Pitt.
I don't think so. He's got nothing on you, Elmo.
Ah, that's nice of you. Thank you, Maria.
Now, Elmo, you say you're 3.5 years old, but you first appeared on Sesame Street back in 1985. So technically, you're 29. Is that right?
Well, see, look now. You know how there's like dog years and like cat years? There's monster years.
Ah.
I'm very good to you. I was between the hills for a long, 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 long time.
Well, we all lie about our ages, Elmo. So
yeah, exactly.
Do it as well.
What do you do for fun, what's Elmo?
That? Oh, well, we have lots of fun people come by, and they have play dates with us. We had Neil Patrick Harris. He was cool.
Yeah.
Beautiful
Charlize Theron.
Peter Dinklage. Yeah. So all those cool people come around Sesame Street, and they keep us entertained, and we know that that means that the grown-ups are going to watch the show with their kids and learn along with them and have fun with us.
Sonia, having a chat about you, you also do a bit of writing for Sesame Street. You've won yourself 15 Emmys in the process. Where do you keep them? Do they go home with you, or do they stay in the cupboard at Sesame Street?
No, they go home with me, and they're wonderful to have, but frankly, and I guess this might sound a little self-conscious, but I just don't know where to put them anymore.
Such a problem to dust
them
all.
I know.
You have to take them off the shelf, dust each one, put them back.
Yeah, but that's been a wonderful opportunity for me to write for the show after being on it for several years, and that's kind of what started me writing for the show as well.
That's awesome. And you know how Family Guy and The Simpsons kind of got together and they molded two shows into one episode? Do you think that maybe Sesame Street would ever do that with another TV show?
Meld with another TV show?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think that we're going to keep coming up with new formats. Unless you want to consider Cookie Monster's Crummy Pictures another show.
That's true. Cookie Monster has fashioned himself an actor. And so now he has decided he wants to be in all these different movies.
Not going to lie, a pretty good idea for a crossover episode could be NCIS Sesame Street. Imagine half the stuff you could get up to there. All the crimes happening around, like who stole Cookie Monster's cookie.
Come on, what are you kidding? Crime? I've never seen a crime on Sesame Street.
Really?
Yeah, good for.
The only crimes we commit are the occasional bad jokes, but very rarely.
Yeah, we commit crimes of bad jokes and earworms.
All right, Elmo, something that's been happening for years and no one knows the true answer of it. Can you tell us how to actually get to Sesame Street?
Okay, so here's what you do. Get on a flight, and you fly to either JFK or LaGuardia in New York, and then you have to go out in the Queens. And you know what? Elmo will give you his number. Elmo will text you the directions. It's a long, involved process.
All right. Well, if you can take us around Sesame Street, that would be an incredible experience to have.
Anytime.
Elmo, it's been amazing having you on our show. Thank you so much for the time.
Well, it's so good to talk to you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. And Sonia, all the best with all those Emmys. Here's to another 30 that you can put inside your house and just make like a big Emmy wall.
Well, thank you. That's lovely of you to say. Thank you very much.
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ. Yeah.